Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. It's the morning news.
I can feel the holiday weekend in the air already, folks, on this Thursday. It's going to be a pretty nice day, but rain by the evening. 72, pretty nice day. I'm looking ahead at the weekend.
I'm already there.
Are you there?
I'm living in Saturday's mindset.
Well, Saturday looks pretty nice.
That's why I'm there.
Partly sunny, passing showers. But Sunday and Monday are absolutely gorgeous. This is a beautiful way to kick off Memorial Day. Nice to have really great weather. Mostly sunny on Sunday, the high 80. Mostly sunny on Monday, a high of 85. Woohoo! If you've got the pool open, you can get a swim in.
If you don't, maybe you don't got a pool.
Just get the hose out.
That's what we do. We're doing that. It's more fun.
Oh, my God. For the dog. The dog goes crazy with it. My dad used to take the hose out, and we'd have, you know how bricks had, well, I don't know if bricks now do, but bricks that had the holes in the middle of them. So my dad would take the hose, and he would put it under through the hole of the brick, and the brick would hold the hose up, and then he'd put it on that one where it comes out like, it's like a fountain. And then we would just run through it. And that was
That's
our childhood.
Cool.
It was fun. It was cool.
I have the house I bought came, for whatever reason, with a big stack of those bricks. like literally, oh, okay, there they are. They're in a shed. Just
right.
A couple hundred of them. So I should
nice
do that.
They're nice to put around if you make gardens or do some landscaping, edging around the landscaping and stuff.
I have been using them to block holes in the fence. to keep the dog in, keep skunks, animals out.
I see.
Hasn't worked out all that well. Mm. Fence needs some work as well. But anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But anyway, here we are. So happy Thursday, and we'll be everyone's kind of getting ready for the big weekend, whatever you may have coming up.
Johnny Lucas is already ready.
I know.
He takes his, it's like just a given, like it's a religious holiday of sorts. You Baldo week.
Right.
And he's like, so I'm off. You know I'm off. Well, yeah, I knew you were off. He takes off, and my wife asked me, so does he volunteer? Does he work?
Yeah, he just absorbs it all.
He just goes.
he
goes to the fire company.
There's something
carnival.
Every day. I think today is the soft kind of opening, and tomorrow is when the parade kicks off, and we'll be talking to Dom Perini about the Jessup Carnival, and then the Ubaldo events also going on the weekend. It's really fabulous, and it's so nice to see the weather cooperating. So,
yeah, I'm excited for that. I like the mass amounts of food I probably shouldn't eat, but I love eating.
So
it's kind
fun.
Of it's a calling for me. So I get it for Johnny.
Well, that season is beginning. That season is all beginning, folks. Here we go.
Usually I'm coming out of my thin season. That's not the case this year. So I'm a little nervous, if I'm being honest.
Oh, okay. All right. Some of the things to talk about today. Obviously, we'll do an update as to what's happened in this Texas school massacre. Just a horrible, horrible story here. It's one of the saddest things in a long time that we've heard about. And now there's, I don't know, folks, as a news reporter for a number of years, covering a lot of things that are high stress and, you know, tragic situations, certainly nothing of this level. But there's feeling that you get when you've got the players on stage, when I mean the officials, and you don't feel like you're getting all the information. And I get that feeling watching this. It seems like they're leaving things out. There's gaps. There's a lot of questions. And a lot of questions have to do with the time. And the time is, and how this gunman, a madman, was able to get into that school. There's video now, a little bit of video of showing him arriving, but there's still a lot of vagueness as to how it, you know, yesterday during the news conference, it was said a brave resource officer confronted the gunman outside, but he still managed to get in the building. That didn't make sense. I didn't understand that. They didn't talk about whether there was a shot fired or anything. How come why would you confront someone with a weapon walking up to your school? Why wouldn't you just make sure everything is locked so they can't get in? I know it's easy to ask questions, folks, the days after, but when you don't have all the information, that becomes a problem. So now I'm looking at an Associated Press story. This is now breaking all over the place. Here's the story. Frustrated onlookers urged police officers to charge into the Texas elementary school where a gunman's rampage killed 19 children and two teachers. Witnesses said Wednesday, as investigators worked to track the massacre that lasted upwards, now they're saying, of 40 minutes. Other reports say, some are saying it could be 60 minutes or even up to 90 minutes.
That he was in the school?
That's the question. Right. 11:30-something. I'm trying to get the exact time here. It's believed that's kind of when the car crash happened and he was approaching the school. And then there are reports that he was not shot dead till about 1 p.m. So here's some of what is being reported. Women who were at the scene were shouting at the officers soon after the attack began, "Go in there, go in there." Juan Carranza, who's 24, saw the scene from outside his house across the street from Robb Elementary School. Javier Cesares, whose fourth grade daughter, Jacqueline, was killed in the attack, said he raced to the school when he heard about the shooting, arriving while police were still gathered outside the building. Upset that police were not moving in, he raised the idea of charging into the school with several other bystanders. "Let's just rush in because the cops aren't doing anything like they're supposed to," he said. "More could have been done. They were unprepared," he added. Minutes earlier, Carranza watched as Salvador Ramos crashed his truck into a ditch outside the school, grabbed his AR-15-style semi-automatic rifle, and shot at two people outside a nearby funeral home who ran away uninjured. Officials say he encountered a school district security officer outside the school, though there are conflicting reports from authorities on whether the men exchanged gunfire. After running inside, he fired on two arriving police officers who were outside the building. After entering the school, Ramos charged into one classroom and began to kill. All those killed were in the same classroom. Now, the Department of Public Safety director told reporters 40 minutes to an hour elapsed from when Ramos opened fire on the school security officer to when the tactical team shot him. Though a department spokesperson said later that he could not give a solid estimate of how long the gunman was in the school or when he was killed.
Yeah, I'll say I'm naive to this. My understanding, or I guess what I wanted to believe in these situations is there's a report of a gunman at a school and they hit some sort of button. Everyone knows what to do. There's announcements. People are locked down. They go in this situation. It doesn't sound like that was necessarily the case.
And I think we're thinking like prisons that have high tech security.
And just based off of the amount of times you hear people say we do these drills and no system is perfect. Unless it was a prison, then I would be really bummed out if they didn't have a way just to lock all the doors. I did see a clip, and you mentioned the guy who lived across from the school. I think that's where this comes from. It kind of lines up contextually in that timeline. There's a 5-second clip of who they say they think is the gunman going into the school, and it appears he's taking fire from somewhere.
Are you sure he wasn't firing? Because this report just said he fired on people near a funeral home.
It is really quick, but you kind of see him. All you see is, I'll be honest, it's very much like that Bigfoot video with the swinging arms. You see him real quick kind of disappear, and they're like, "Where'd he go?" And you kind of hear gunfire. It didn't look like he was firing unless he was shooting into the ground. Mm. So I don't know.
There's just so many questions that have to be answered because, in addition to that, you know, it would be horrible as everything is, if they were sitting outside waiting and didn't go in and people were still being killed. It's one thing if his shooting had stopped and then they're waiting for people to come in because there was no more threat to anybody else. But we don't know. And that's what's so maddening is that we're not getting all the information as to what happened.
What do you say, though, to the people who bring this up? Because I think it's a valid point. If they were waiting and there was chaos and they didn't know what was happening, do they just run in and try to take him out knowing there could be people who get caught in the crossfire? Now, after the fact, we know how bad it was. Could that potentially?
I believe, if anybody out there,
I don't know what the answer
everything
is.
I've heard about this is you have to go in and confront the gunman ASAP because
I've heard
the
that
danger.
Too.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I mean, we remember, was it not the Parkland school where the one officer on security video, it was seen that he didn't do anything, and there was a lot of anger about that because they said you need to go and confront ASAP. And so again, these witnesses outside the school say that there were more cops than of him. They're like, there are many more of them than him. Why were they sitting outside holding back? Again, it's one of these things that will grow the questions and the anger if the information isn't provided as to what happened. Here's a little bit more information. Supposedly, the school announced a lockdown on Facebook by 11:43 a.m., and reports are that shots were still being heard as of 12:52 p.m., and a voice on an EMS channel warned, do not attempt to get closer. So, you know, while people are yelling to go in, you've got EMS saying, don't get any closer. By 12:10 p.m., a Facebook live stream recorded outside the front of the school showed police cars had established a perimeter. Helicopters were flying overhead. Onlookers had gathered 7 minutes later. School authorities announced that there was an active shooter. After hearing shooting, a tactical team formed a stack formation. They did eventually breach the classroom door and killed Ramos in a shootout. It was 1:06 when they announced on social media the attack was over. So looking at a timeline, I thought this had gone much more quickly than what we're hearing now.
And it doesn't surprise me because I remember I kind of checked out a little bit for a couple hours. I had heard that it was underway. The original story I heard was that students actually saw a gunman kill their teacher. And I thought, oh, that's horrible. How are these kids going to go on? I wake up a couple hours later. I kind of check back in. It's like, oh, my God, there's 14 at the time, 14 kids dead and two teachers. So it's obviously got worse. Are they suppressing information? Is it just we're waiting to slowly have information come out? Are they releasing information when they get their story straight? Is it just the chaos of the situation?
Or do they know that they're going to be scrutinized about how that whole thing went down?
I think we don't know. I mean, I'd say we don't know enough yet to say they're going to be scrutinized or not. Because I think, but here's the thing.
But they need to tell people that.
It's important to ask these questions. It's important to ask these questions. I know you get angry about it. What could we have done to stop this? At this point, okay, I know what the answers to that question are going to be. It was nothing that could have been done. The kid was bad and he was evil, and I would agree with that. Nothing can be done, but what can we do to make sure it doesn't happen again? What can we do better? You know, are we going to find out, were the police just waiting for some instruction that never came? There's so many things. There's so many things that we need to ask going forward so other schools and other places around the country can kind of organize and make sure they're ready.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's one of these things where we need more information.
Yeah,
and
sure.
It seems to me, again, just my gut instinct from watching this was things were couched in a certain way and there was a certain vagueness to a lot of what they said. And to me, that means that they're trying to mitigate some of the real serious questions that are surrounding the timing, why it took so long, and why they didn't rush in there ASAP.
Yeah, I mean, there are tons of questions, and it wouldn't be surprising, and I almost feel like it would be expected if we found out. And I think even in that press conference yesterday, didn't they talk about, we got together, we talked about what happened, and they said this, and we all agree. Didn't they kind of have that moment where they said it's a mental illness issue?
Well, that was ridiculous.
Okay, but didn't they all say they met together, they asked, what do you think it was?
That was nonsense.
But that's what happened. They met together.
I think the governor said, well, I asked.
They asked everybody.
A few people, yes.
What I'm saying is it's not surprising because in any situation, the company comes up. If you were talking about this place, something happened here. The company would get together and say, look, this is the message we're putting out there.
No, I'm just saying,
as a state, they're going to.
I understand what you're saying, but I disagree because they did not give us enough information to even be able to come up with an answer to that question. What could we have done differently? Okay, we don't even know what was done. How can you come to an answer as to what could have been done differently?
Yeah,
we got a lot of you checking in on this situation and your questions, and we can certainly discuss that. Also, Beto O'Rourke. He confronted the governor at that news conference yesterday.
What do you think of that? You like that, Nancy? That's good. You didn't think it had that kind of range.
Screwed it up.
Oh, I screwed it up. Oh, it's better?
Maybe another guy.
Oh, that was better.
It was Elton John's birthday yesterday, but we had obviously
did we just
not
celebrate?
That it's any better today.
No, we celebrated his birthday. There's Bob Dylan, and then before that was him. Avenger. I mean, at least in the past year, it was his birthday, right?
Yeah, last year at this time. So Elton John is 75.
Wow.
So we'll be playing some Elton John music for you today here on WILK. We've been talking about the latest reports that are coming out. Exasperated onlookers urge cops to rush school as gunman was inside. Go in there. This is a report that's out. Associated Press has this. It's on a bunch of different sites. And again, that news conference yesterday where the officials got together left still many questions hanging in the air. Just how long was the shooter inside that school before he was killed? How did he get into that school? There was a report that he was approached by a brave school resource officer. And they didn't really get into details to what had happened there. They just said confronted, but he managed to get in a back door. It was just mind-boggling.
And the argument and turned into, we need better doors. I don't know if you saw that. That was a Ted. I'm paraphrasing Ted Cruz, but it was like, look, we need to have doors.
I'm not going to disagree that we should have better doors, but that's not
correct.
The only answer here.
And that's what you just said there is what I've been kind of leaning on and trying to bring up to as many people as possible. You know, is it the guns? Well, without the guns, there wouldn't be shooting. But is it the people? The people need help. Is it easy access to schools? Yeah, probably doors weren't done. There's so many things.
Can we ask why an 18-year-old's allowed to buy a weapon like that?
Why? Well, here, you don't like the answer, but it is legal in that state for him to do it.
Because America, freedoms.
But understand me, that's where we're at right now. But, okay, was it bullying? Was it his...
I'm sure. It's not one answer.
That's what I'm saying. It's not one.
We all know that it's not one answer. But, people who just want to go, it's a mental health issue. He had no mental health record. So if you want, let's just say, if that's your pat answer now, because that means you don't have to do anything about this. What have you done about the mental health issue? Has anything been done? We've heard mental health for years whenever this comes up. Nothing's changed on mental health. You don't want to do anything. You don't care. You don't care. Just keep getting your money from the gun lobby. That's what it is.
I did see a lot of people saying we need to have better mental health resources in these towns. We need to take...
We need to have them everywhere.
Right. Here's the only caveat to that. I didn't hear what you heard. I actually heard a lot of people say, well, we're spending all this money. Like, oh, we sent all this money to Ukraine, but we don't have the protection for our kids. We have all this money we put elsewhere, but we don't have mental health counselors. And
they haven't done anything in years. They talk about mental health. Done nothing.
Hang on. That conversation started. I heard people having it multiple times yesterday. But when mental health has come up with guns, you hear people say, yeah, I'm not going to let someone decide if I'm sane to have my gun. And I've heard people say that.
Yeah,
I'm not going to let.
We probably should.
Well,
yes, we probably should.
How do you
get a killing machine? This is a person killing machine.
Nancy, how do you have, if it's voluntary?
If what's voluntary?
If someone makes a threat, obviously they force them into these counseling sessions or whatever.
It's all nonsense.
But there are many people who are like, no, you don't take my guns away because you think I'm crazy. You know, who's to decide? It's that kind of thing. There are a lot of laws out there. I'll compare it to like the medical marijuana thing I saw in California. Girls in bikinis handing out cards going, hey, you want some? Tell us you have a back pain and we'll give you a card. If you have, you could probably find therapists and mental health people who say, oh, you're fine when you're kind of crazy. They can manipulate that system, too. So we have to kind of attack this from multiple ways.
Of course.
It's not just one. It is not just one
answer. It's a mental health issue, but we'll do absolutely nothing about it. So, hey, if you want to use that excuse, it's mental health, fix the damn problem. You're not even trying. 6:31 at WILK. Time for a break. We'll be back in just a moment. We got other things to talk about, too. COVID cases. We've talked about this.
It's important.
Deaths have surged sharply, folks. There is a spike going on right now, but people are testing at home, so we're not seeing the new cases. But the deaths are up, and it's a surge.
It is the morning news. WILK News Radio, Nancy and Jason.
That's a sad song, Say So Much, but it's like the most uplifting, positive, happy song about sad songs.
It's the irony. I want to clarify what I was trying to say when I reacted when you said we're going to talk about COVID. I was just like, between school shootings and death and COVID, and then like, last week it was, well, sick of talking about COVID. You like animals? Cool. Here's a story about monkeys.
Right.
Monkeypox.
We're going to get back to that again.
It gets exhausting, and it's stressful, and it weighs on you.
But
so my
important
reaction of like, ugh, was not you. It's like just the world.
Well, I didn't think you thought it was me. I thought you thought it was the topic.
I'll just tell you if I'm mad at you.
I know you, because you get that look in your
I
face.
I love that confrontation.
Anyway, we know that this is happening, folks. More and more people that most people are knowing now are getting COVID again, okay? And for most people, again, it's like a cold. Or maybe a bad cold, depending upon how they have it. If you're high risk, though, it can be more serious. People are testing at home. Tests had gone out, back in February or so. And by the way, you can get another round of those tests if you go to covidtests.com.
If that's your thing, if you want to do it, they're free.
Well, the new cases that are, they did rise. They rose about 126% in the past week. But what's more concerning, because a lot of people, if they test at home, it doesn't get reported. There were 249 new COVID-19 deaths last week, and there were 25 in our region. So just for comparison, the previous week, statewide, 84 died. Now there's 249. Also statewide, there were just 8. 25 died in the last week in the region. So we're seeing a threefold increase in deaths statewide because this thing is spiking back up there again. We only say that because if you are high risk and you haven't gotten your booster, it is a recommendation to do so. And again, this is the kind of thing that the booster doesn't protect you from possibly getting COVID, but it does mitigate serious effects. And we do have Paxlovid, which is a medicine where after the fact you can start taking that. And that is also very helpful in keeping you from, being hospitalized.
I hate to ask this, but for some reason I hear numbers and sometimes my brain goes, blah, blah, blah. What were the numbers before and after, like where we're at versus where we were?
Statewide, last week, 84 deaths, now 249.
Okay.
Locally, there were 8 deaths last week. Now there's 25 in the past week.
Still far better than where we were.
So 3 times. Right. But it's just telling you what the numbers are going up.
Okay.
So
thank you for repeating that. It's more of a, sometimes I hear numbers and I just kind of like, it's like a glaze goes over my head, my eyes and my head. So thank you.
Former Democratic Representative Beto O'Rourke, running for governor against Abbott, interrupted that news conference held by Abbott. He actually waited till Abbott was done speaking when he walked up to the stage. And he walked up there, pointed at Abbott and said, "This is on you. Until you choose to do something different, this will continue to happen." He was escorted out as some yelled at him, including the Uvalde mayor, Don McLaughlin, who called him a sick son of a bitch. But he also, Beto went out afterwards and he ranted about that. We don't have time to play that. We'll play that for you a little bit later on. But, I watched that news conference and I got furious only because, and this was before Beto ever walked up to that stage. I got furious because I thought it was completely out of place at that moment for the governor to step into the, well, we talked about it and this is a mental health issue and nothing else could have been done. Now, you didn't even give us all the information as to what had happened there. How can you make a determination when nobody knows everything that had happened there in that singular instance? And I think he stepped from what was supposed to be an information gathering phase. Let us know the latest. Let's talk about the victims. And then he went to that other phase, which he made it political. He brought up Chicago shootings. He brought up, very political things. And that's when I thought that he also had made that political.
I agree with how you're processing that and saying like, oh, well, how do we know it's this? You're assuming it is, or you're telling it like it's fact. I don't get mad at things that are very predictable. That was a very predictable response, in my opinion.
I didn't think it was, because I thought...
I thought it was. I just wasn't surprised at all by any of it.
No, I think a news conference, and I'd say this no matter you're a Republican right. or a Democrat governor, and you're dealing with a tragedy like that, your responsibility at that moment is to talk about the information, where, what, who, why, you know, that kind of stuff. Like, what happened? Give us the latest timeline. Tell us exactly how this went down.
Yeah.
And those are the things you do at that moment. There's plenty of time and after report. Investigators haven't even been able to give us the full report, never mind an after report.
We have to get to traffic and weather here. I mean, I have other things to say about, you know, should Beto have done it? I know why he did it, but should he have done it?
We can talk about that.
Yeah, it's folks. Interesting.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Makes me feel warm and nostalgic.
Elton John's birthday was yesterday, folks, but we didn't get a chance to do that because we were, you know, in news coverage mode, folks, with what happened in Texas. Just the sadness setting in as people are seeing the pictures and hearing the stories of the little kids that were gunned down along with their two teachers in class. It's just horrible.
I saw a lot of my radio colleagues out there questioning, what do you do in these situations? There really is no right answer. As long as you're not coming on and just, I think in our situation, if we ignored it, we'd be doing the wrong thing.
Well, here's the thing is that you get there's information gathering phases where you're still trying to find out. And that's why we had the ABC News status reports. You know, we still don't know everything that happened there. And that makes me very uneasy because I don't feel like that news conference yesterday. I thought it was defensive. I didn't think that they actually explained a lot of the questions that people have.
Sure.
The big story today we're hearing about is onlookers who are there who say that it took so long for police to actually go in. There were people screaming out to them to get in. We're now hearing it could have been 30, 40 minutes. That's what they said at the news conference, up to 60 minutes. There's some reports saying there's 90 minutes that need to be explained from 11:30 to 11:43 when the gunman crashed the car. And I guess that's around that time that he approached a resource officer. Still questions as to what that was about. Confronted the gunman, but the gunman still managed to get inside. And then the killing of the suspect didn't happen until somewhere around 1 o'clock. So there's just a timeline that really needs to be explained. But during that news conference, after the governor spoke, Beto O'Rourke,
right,
who is was a former rep in Texas, congressman, and he's also running against Abbott for governor. And I'm going to say this as background. Beto O'Rourke has taken a stance which has been a very difficult stance to take in that state. And he ran against, you know, Abbott before. He has been against a lot of these weapons, and he is for more gun control, which in a state like Texas is not the most popular position, but this is a position that he feels very strongly about.
And it's a hardline approach. I want to even say that he, here's a quote from 2019. Hell yes, we're going to take your assault rifles or your weapons.
Right.
Like, he's going down that road.
And so he feels very strongly about this. So after Greg Abbott spoke, he had approached he had gotten a seat. He was somewhere in the third row. And then he approached the news conference. And you couldn't really hear him very well because of the mic. But he had, confronted, and I'm trying to get the exact words that he had said. He pointed at Abbott and said, "This is on you until you choose to do something different. This will continue to happen." He was escorted out. And some of them were yelling at him. The mayor was calling him a sick son of a bitch. Anyway, afterwards, Beto O'Rourke was asked, to comment on what it was that he had approached the governor about. So we're just going to play a little bit of what he had to say outside after he was escorted out of that news conference.
50th in the nation in mental health care access. 50th. There are only 50 states in the nation. We are dead last. The number one provider of mental health care services under Greg Abbott in the state of Texas is the county jail system in the state of Texas. The largest inpatient mental health care facility in the state of Texas is the Harris County Jail in downtown Houston, Texas. He's refused to expand Medicaid, which would bring $10 billion a year, including mental health care access. Having trouble, they may kill somebody, they may kill themselves. A red flag law would protect the public. He's refused to support safe storage laws so young people cannot get their hands on their parents' guns. He's refused to support a ban on AR-15s and AK-47s. This 18-year-old who just turned 18 bought an AR-15 and took it into an elementary school and shot kids in the face and killed them. Why are we letting this happen in this country? Why is this happening in this state? Year after year, city after city. This is on all of us if we do not do something, and I am going to do something, and I'm not alone. The people of Texas are with us. The majority of the people of Texas are with us, but we've got to stand up to this, or we just accept this theater and business as usual, and we accept the next shooting. We could have stopped this if we had stood up after Santa Fe High School, if we had stood up after El Paso. We are going to stop the next one. We're standing up right here in Uvalde, Texas right now. That's why I'm here. So the people of Texas want right now. That's what we're going to focus on.
Okay, so that was Beto O'Rourke afterwards fired up. He's very angry. And look, he has channeled the lot of anger of a lot of people. And you can have people who will say, "I agree with him." You know, but the question is, was that the appropriate time and place? I think that's a question you can ask. Was it appropriate for him? I felt that the governor waded into, bad territory when he started to say, "Well, I talked to others and we think that there was nothing else we could have done. It was a mental health issue." I think right there, that was infuriating for me watching.
Right.
I'm not saying that there isn't a mental health issue involved here, folks, but there's a whole lot of other issues that are involved here. I think there is a question about whether 18-year-olds should be able to plop down X amount of dollars and buy themselves an assault rifle on their birthday. I think that we need either get rid of these assault weapons, go back to the ban that was, or we should also maybe say, you know what? You want a weapon like this, you have to be a certain age and you have to pass certain mental health and other background checks. Just because you want to stand in your backyard and shoot up something with these because they're a lot of fun doesn't mean that people should have them. They're people killing machines.
And I think the people who are saying, "Oh, they're a lot of fun to shoot," are not the people who are taking them and using them for these reasons.
No, is it worth it? Seriously?
I don't know. I mean, I can't answer that. We just had to figure out a way to keep these guns out of those specific people's hands. And it's hard to pinpoint that. Should Beto O'Rourke have approached it this way? I don't think so. But I totally understand why he did.
Because do you know what they say? This is the thing. All you hear is, now's not the time. Now's not the time. And they bide the time until people don't talk about it anymore. Now is the time, because you're going to not do anything like you haven't done after every single other one of these. So I get the point where people are just fed up and they're tired of being told now's not the time.
When you say, should he have done it? No. I want to actually say this. When you hear the people on the stage kind of barking at him and like, oh, you sick son of a bitch. Like, well, it feels like a weird thing to say the day after this happened. We know who the sick son of a bitch was, and he's dead. This is just inappropriate. Somebody said, when early on, he kind of gets lost in all that chaos. Someone says, this isn't the time to sit down and talk about this right now. Like, he says, like, this isn't when we should have this conversation. Now, I kind of agree with you. We should be having this conversation fast. I don't think he should have done it. I get it, though. I don't think Beto O'Rourke can become the governor of Texas unless there's a movement to get behind him. And how do you create a movement? You create kind of chaos. And he needed to do this.
No,
if he ever wants a chance to win, he wants people to go, this is the guy that will fight for us and we'll stand behind him.
You have to fight, because you know what?
This is his only chance to win, I think.
Nobody's fighting. And that's, you know, they talk about it and they go, no, you can't talk about it now. Thoughts and prayers, but they never do anything. You keep telling us it's mental health. What the hell have you done about mental health? You haven't done anything.
It's the morning news, Nancy and Jason. Elton John, 75th birthday. I swear I bumped my head. I'm Nancy, if you would have said you're fired if you get this wrong, I would have been like, Elton John's birthday was last month. It feels like it just happened, but
it
whatever.
It was yesterday,
I'm
folks.
Not questioning it. I'm just saying, like, in my own head I am.
Okay.
You asked me, like, just kind of off the air, like, I just wish there was something else. Like, is there...
Oh, you mean like a lighter story?
Yes.
We're going to lighten things up for a moment.
Talking about the shooting in Texas that's important, but okay. Do I have lighter stuff? This is kind of what I do. I bring these lighter stuff here. I'm not even going to go into the details. I'm just going to tell you the headlines I have here, and you tell me if this is lighter. Here's a serious but lighter. This is good news. Why some lifelong smokers didn't get lung cancer. They think they figured out why.
Okay.
That's not even light, but that's lighter. Netflix losing another popular show. Perfect. That's what they need.
Okay.
Brain scans reveal what dogs think about owners. And guess what? Apparently, it's adorable.
Oh, so we have all these to talk about?
Oh, there's more. Speaking of
dogs. Are you just teasing them, or are we going to actually talk about them?
Well, we don't have time to do it. I'm just letting you know, their world, there is other stuff out there.
We can come back.
If we're
teasing it, we should be talking about it.
I'm just letting you know. I have a tip to help you get ticks out. I also, this is my favorite thing, it's visual in a way, but a guy who spent a ton of his money to look like his favorite breed of dog. This is what I love in life, and this is what I'd like to do going forward.
All right.
But I know there's other important things.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.